Wednesday and episode 703 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search CoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome today. You know, firms ask dumb questions and they're trying to get something from you. And this is, to me, one of those dumb questions that firms sometimes ask. Not the banks, not the investment firms, but other types of firms like dumb questions like this. Who would win a battle between Batman and Superman? Hope you find this helpful. I hope you never have to answer this, but if you do, you're prepared. It's perfect. And reach out to connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now, let's get going. You know, this is asked on too many interviews. You know, supposedly Stanford University asked this question, and I'm going to give you a couple of different answers to it. So again, the question is, who would win a battle between Batman and Spider-Man? Now, one way to answer the question is to be confrontational. Not an ideal situation unless you're going up for a sales job, in which case, you know, demonstrating that there are nonsense questions that get asked isn't a bad approach. So you might just simply say, I'm curious, what are you trying to evaluate by asking this question? I'm happy to answer it, but I'm curious what you think you're going to learn from my answering whether Batman or Spider-Man will win a contest. Whether I can analyze the superpowers of the two characters and apply them and analyze them. And you'll learn what from them. So in terms of sales jobs, that's not a bad answer. However, for other positions, certainly there are technical roles where, you know, appearing to have a lot of joy when answering questions like this can go a long way toward getting you hired, because they're sending a message with this question. Now, the message can be, we want to throw you off your game and see how you respond to it. The message can also be, we're a little goofball here, so we want to see how you respond to it. Either way, you have to have a certain amount of glee to it so you can go, yeah, Batman, Spider-Man. You know, I happen to be a Batman fan, so I know my spidey senses would anticipate, and you go through a certain amount of joy and excitement in answering the questions. Because especially for very technical jobs, that's not a bad approach. You know, they're looking for someone who's geeky, who kind of likes stuff like this. So, you know, enjoy it. Get off on it. You know, have some fun with it. Again, sales jobs, no. I think confronting the question's a good one. I don't think for most positions, like if you're an accountant or a controller and you're asked this position, this question, you know, you definitely confront it, because, you know, what will they learn that is useful to them? But, you know, be a fan for a second if you're in certain professions where there's an association with nerdy or geeky or, you know, highly analytical behavior and thought processes. Let them see you get nerdy and geeky and analytical and, you know, analyze the different powers. And at the end of the day, here's one of the fun ways to answer the question. I don't think they'd ever fight. I think within a short period of time, they would team up with Robin, if Robin was still alive, because remember, Robin's been killed off in the Batman comics. So you might just simply say, I think they would team up and be a great, great crime-fighting duo and never really do battle. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show, because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at JeffAlpin@TheBigGameHunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching. And I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.